Welcome to 3-Minute Filipino, Season 1, Lesson 1, Self-Introduction. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself in Filipino. Here's the informal way to say, "Hello, I'm Ana," in Filipino.
Kumusta, ako si Ana.
First is a word meaning, hello.
Kumusta, kumusta.
Next is the word meaning, I.
Ako, ako.
Next is the word indicating the topic. Usually translated as am or is.
Si. Si.
Last is the person's first name. In this case, Ana.
Ana. Ana.
Listen again to the informal phrase meaning, "Hello, I'm Ana."
Kumusta ako si Ana. Kumusta ako si Ana.
Now let's see the formal way to say, "Hello, sir, I'm Ana de la Cruz."
Kumusta po? Ako si Ana de la Cruz.
First is a word meaning hello.
Kumusta? Kumusta?
Next is a word indicating politeness.
Po. Po.
Next is the word meaning I.
Ako. Ako.
Next is a word indicating the topic.
Si. Si.
Last is the person's full name. Ana de la Cruz.
Ana de la Cruz. Ana de la Cruz.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning, "Hello, sir, I'm Ana de la Cruz."
Kumusta po ako si Ana de la Cruz. Kumusta po ako si Ana de la Cruz.
Now let's see the informal way to say, "Nice to meet you."
Kinagagalak kong makilala ka.
First is a word meaning happy.
Kinagagalak. Kinagagalak.
Next is a word meaning me.
Kung. Kung.
Next is a word meaning to meet.
Makilala. Makilala.
Last is the word meaning you.
Ka. Ka.
Listen again to the informal phrase meaning nice to meet you.
Kinagagalak kong makilala ka. Kinagagalak kong makilala ka.
Finally is a formal way to say, "Nice to meet you."
Kinagagalak ko po kayong makilala.
First is a word meaning happy.
Kinagagalak. Kinagagalak.
Next is a polite phrase meaning me.
Ko po. Ko po.
Next is the word meaning you, plural.
Kayong. Kayong.
Last is a word meaning to meet.
Makilala. Makilala.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning nice to meet you.
Kinagagalak ko po kayong makilala. Kinagagalak ko po kayong makilala.
Now it's time for a quick cultural insight.
Usually young people don't say, "Kinagagalak kong makilala ka." Instead, they may say, "Nice to meet you," more often, since the English language is commonly used in Filipino conversations. Another way is to say, "Masaya akong makilala ka," where masaya means happy.
And that's all for this lesson. Don't forget to check out the lesson notes, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
Maraming salamat!